Blog Talk Radio.
Milwaukee, Ohio, Illinois, Michigan, wherever you're calling from, to a special segment of Under the Moon and Over the Sky. Tonight, I think I put my hand in it, it will be the Supremes featuring Diana Ross versus En Vogue. Now, the reason for this music appreciation contest is to bring about ladies of distinction. Back in the day, the Supremes exhibited class and style, and En Vogue in modern times were a classy, very well-organized singing group, so I thought it'd be fair, fun, and challenging and stimulating to bring the ladies of distinction of class together for the ultimate challenge. And with no further ado, we're going to start this challenge off with the Supremes. Back in my arms again.
Heartache.
started. We started off with the Supremes featuring Diana Ross. Oh, man, what can we say about the group other than they were phenomenal? Diana Ross took them to a level that many female vocalist groups cannot even step close to, the Supremes. You hear their music on commercials and various movies, black and white. Supremes were it. They were it. And to have had the ability to see them live at the Fox Theater was amazing. Okay, so now we're going to bring it to the Ladies of Distinction, who kind of created their own thing going, we bring in Vogue next. Don't Let Go.
I
Okay, now you're getting a taste of the competition. Going to take a moment out to cover our sponsors. Our first sponsor is The Village, a group of individuals bringing about change in the world, change in Wisconsin, change for our youth. They're also sponsoring an African-American tribute here in Milwaukee next Saturday, 12 noon, at the Friendship Club on Fond du Lac and 21st. Also, Sight to See Travel Agency is sponsoring and promoting and supporting this program by giving a 7-day, 4-people inclusive trip to the Caribbean, Puerto Vallarta, and some other names I won't even mess up because my Espanol is limited. And then if I say it wrong, you may say, hang up and say, I'll see you mañana. I got that one, see. Mañana, tomorrow, y'all get it? Okay. Anyway, I think this is a real nice competition. And if you would like to be keyed in, if you would press 1, I know that you are ready and willing to voice your opinion on who's going to take it tonight. Also, key your friends in via Facebook to listen to the challenge, to pick up on the challenge, and let's make this challenge really happen for you. We're going to move on, and we're going back to In the Vogue, and let's see if y'all can do it too. Let's free your mind.
Prejudice. Wrote a song about it? Like to hear it? Here you go.
Free your mind.
still moving on, enjoying this competition that we're having. In Vogue challenges the Supremes featuring Diana Ross. Very good challenge. Also like to mention another sponsor. That particular sponsor is Brown Sugar Bakery, a place that you can get your sweet tooth on, 10 pounds in 2 weeks, lemon bars and cakes, plenty of brown sugar, plenty of icing to fulfill your wants, fulfill your needs. It is what's happening. If I were you, I would call Brown Sugar Bakery, have some lemon bars. I'm always going to say that, though the other things are good. My personal favorite is lemon bars. And yes, if you're listening, I'm bargaining right now for some lemon bars, and I hope I can get some soon because they are good, and I mean it. And this is not a paid advertisement for the lemon bars. The lemon bars are happening, y'all. Trust me. I wouldn't say it if it wasn't true. Now, getting back to this month, and the theme is going to be 2 weeks long, this week and next week. We're into African American History Month, and it appears that the black community in America as a whole, at large, has forgotten the importance of celebrating their own greatness. Why, when it comes to the Holocaust, the Jews are on it, they're on point. They talk about it, they remember it, they honor it. You know, the St. Patrick's Day, even in here in the United States, is immensely celebrated in Wisconsin because you can drink. And so it's celebrated. I'm just saying, Thanksgiving, it's about the Native Americans losing land. We shouldn't even celebrate that. But we celebrate it, we eat, we get fat, we go to people's house and we take plates home, and we go to grandma, grandpa, and we take another plate home, and we're celebrating. Families are sitting together. I'm just saying, I just want you to listen to me. We can do all of this. February, we have Sweeties Day, Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day, right? If you check the history out of it, really, you may not celebrate it, but here we are. 28 days, 29 days on the leap year. February was chosen because of Frederick Douglass' birthday as a month to dedicate to black people here in America. We've invented a great proportion of the important things here in the United States. I would dare say 25 to 30% of the things that we use regularly were created by the ex-slaves brought here. And yet, we can't marvel, we can't uplift, we can't inspire future inventors by acknowledging our past. Then when a culture forgets their past, they're confused in the now. When they get confused in the now, they're lost in the future because their children don't have anything to hold on to. How can you tell a young black child that they're great and you can't prove it by anything? You don't know our history. You don't practice our history, you don't celebrate our history, then why should they think, listen to you and believe that they're great? So that's kind of the topic. I want you to roll around in your head. Push one if you like to get in on the conversation of African American History Month. Is it important to you? Is it important to Black America? Is it important to Black America youth, teens, and our young children to know their past and their greatness? Or should we just leave it up to the Hollywood to give them the images of what they think we should be and the music they think we should have and limit our greatness? Meanwhile, I'm going to move on with this competition, and we're going to pick it up again with En Vogue. Remember, if you press one, I will know that you are interested in talking because I'm going to allow some comments very soon. Okay, so then let's pick it back up with the Supremes.
I heard calls
everyone for tuning in again. Under the Moon, Over the Sky, and the Stars radio segment, the Music Challenge Appreciation Show. Just like to keep you abreast of some of the things that's upcoming. April 16th is a very interesting day here in Milwaukee. We have created a community somebody award, similar to a Grammy, Emmy Awards for the Stars, where you have a chance to attend an event that is semi-formal, dress, black tie, here in Milwaukee, where we honor the best churches, the best gospel singers, the prettiest Facebook smile, the best daycare person, the best community leader, and the list just goes on and on. The best hairstylist, best hair salon, the best artist itself, abstract painter, the best jewelry maker, the best female model, male model, and the list goes on. Oh, the best cook. Yeah, that's one of my favorites there. The best cook. Too bad I can't enter it and take it, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, the best cook. And it just goes on and on. If you have someone in your community that is good at something and deserves recognition, this is the day of an event for you. Matter of fact, let me just give it to you. In the morning, we start off with a tribute karate tournament. Get a chance to see our youth coming from various parts of Wisconsin and other states and adults performing in excellence in the art of discipline, respect, and kumite forms and weapons. See them place and begin off the new year working toward a state and regional championship. Then, after that event's done in the evening, it will slow down with some phenomenal entertainment, which I'll bring up later, but the show itself and the awards. Get a chance to see the best designers of fashion, the best designers of hair, the best entrepreneurs from here, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, Ohio, Indiana, Illinois. We're incorporating all of this, and here goes. If you're part of a church and you have a pastor that deserves recognition, this is the time to acknowledge that. So then, again, our theme for the day and next week as well is African American History Month. If you would like to make a comment on the importance of it, if you think it's important to practice, study, learn about it, teach it to people, our young people, press 1 on your phones now. And as I look at all the numbers, I will be able to tell that you are ready. And let's not be afraid to express and talk about what we need as a people. Our problem lies in our inability to express what we need. That is the key. What do we need? So if you're ready to tell me what we need, if you're ready to talk about it, let's talk about it. All right, first caller. Okay, caller, you're on the air. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
All right, caller. So the question is, African American History Month, is it important? Should we study it? Should we honor it? Should we teach it to our children? Is there a need for this, in your opinion?
Yes, it is. It's a part of who we are, so why not teach it, learn it, be about it, of course, every day, not just 1 month, 365 days out the year.
Okay, then. So then, I have you on the radio, and I'd like to ask you a question. Have you, as a parent, learned anything about our culture this month, in the month of African American History Month?
Actually, I have learned a lot of things about our culture this month.
Okay, anything stands out? Yes, anything stands out in your mind?
Well, it's a lot of things that I'm actually learning about our history that I realize was kind of adapted by other cultures by going through the Facebook posts of my teacher from my Kaku philosophy class, and he's been bringing out a lot of things. And I actually learned about the original Black Cowboys this month, that they were phenomenal men that actually were able to herd the cows and get them together I learned about the different tribes that kind of traveled through Northern and Southern America, natives that actually traveled with the Africans and adapted our way of paying homage to our people. And they kind of took it amongst themselves, and they really kind of established it among their own culture and taught it through to their children and families and generations. But it was something that really originated from us.
Okay, okay. So far as the competition is concerned, who are you going with tonight?
Oh, my goodness. This is such a good one. They are one. They both are, like, my favorite group. But I'm most likely going to go with En Vogue because I can actually relate to them a little more. The Supremes are kind of a group when I was younger, and I kind of listened to it through my parents. So I can kind of relate to En Vogue a little more. So I'm most likely going to go with those ladies tonight.
Okay, okay. Well, I appreciate you calling. Call and stay tuned in, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. Caller. Oops. Caller, you're on the air. Can you hear me? Hello? Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello, yes, you're on the air. Can you hear me?
I can. Can you hear me?
Yes, I got you. The question is, what do you think of African American History Month? Should we learn it? Is it important to us as adults, our children, to know in terms of their greatness? Is it important to practice African American history culture in the month of February?
Yes, it's important to practice the African American history, the African American culture in the month of February, as well as the surrounding 11 months that coexist with it. Today's day and age is so far behind in information and knowledge on the African culture and the contribution, the great contributions to our everyday survival that our ancestors have contributed to this country, to this world, and to civilization. And it is the greatness that they have displayed and the foundation that they laid out for all societies to exist, because civilization does exist from Africa, and the culture of Africa and Egypt actually was the first culture of civilization. So, yes, African American culture is important, and even from a psychological standpoint, it is noted that one must be connected to their culture in order to be able to have a connection to an identity. If you have no culture to identify with, and it's just as you said, there is nothing to grasp. There's nothing for you to look forward to. And so, therefore, you do not know that greatness does exist in you, because greatness has existed inside the people that have made the way and have paved the path prior to.
Okay, great, great, great. And so far as this competition, who are you leaning more toward, En Vogue or the Supremes?
I'm with the sister previously. I'd like to say that I am going with En Vogue. En Vogue is more of my genre, and I can relate more to En Vogue. En Vogue touch my spirit and soul a little bit more. So I'd have to go for En Vogue, though both of them are some very excellent groups, but I do choose En Vogue.
Okay. Thank you, and stay tuned.
Thank you.
I believe in yesterday. I believe in yesterday.
What's wrong? You keep coming in and coming out and singing flat.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
What's wrong? You're not concentrating.
Yes, I am concentrating.
No, you're not.
I'm sorry. Let's just do it again.
No.
There's no problem.
Dawn, what's wrong?
There's nothing wrong, Terry.
Kevin.
No, it is.
Please don't tell me it's Kevin.
Yes.
Ew, Kevin Swahili. I knew it. He's got cooties. And he's saying to Nika Ronette.
And everybody else.
Ronika.
He is.
Wait a minute, you guys.
Look,
who is
she?
Okay. Wait. You guys, we should not attack her. It sounds like it's serious because we can't concentrate and get this right.
Okay.
So let's deal with the problem.
Okay.
You see, I've been through this myself, and let's talk.
Okay, yes, yes, yes. That was in vogue. And I need to come clean with you guys. In the beginning of forming this particular competition, I had a backup group ready to battle the winner. And I'll reveal that real soon. But next, I'm going to bring you the Supremes featuring Diana Ross.
Baby.
Coming to you with In Vogue with Lies.
Same day.
All right, that was in vogue, and as we keep it moving, we're now bringing back the Supremes. Competition with some very classy ladies. I'd like to again mention our African American tribute coming up on the 27th. The 27th of February, that would be Saturday. This is going to be held at the Friendship Club, 2245 West Fond du Lac, upstairs, 12 noon to 2 p.m. It's a tribute to our culture, our heritage, featuring essays and poetry and martial art demonstrations. And the theme of the day is unity or death by any other means. Also featuring will be a book giveaway with the theme being Black people do read. We do read. We can be scholars. We can do anything that we want to do. As a matter of fact, and then a mentally ill person at the age of 17 can pass as a doctor. So you know we can do anything that we want to do if we put our minds to it. So then, support the book drive. Everyone coming in will receive a book. And let's start reading again. Let's become educated, well-rounded individuals again. Let's become the scholars that we're capable of being. Let's continue with this competition. Coming back, I'm going to bring you in vogue and you don't have to worry.
Thank you. No love, love, don't come easy.